Welcome to my podcast. My name is Abigail Rosas, and today I'm going to be talking about the university and the choices that I'm going to be making of what I'm going to study and what I'm going to be doing like the rest of my life. So as I am in the last year of high school, I have to make one of the most delicate choices I will do in my life, which is what am I going to study? Well, I have been thinking about this for a while now, but I haven't made a dense decision yet. But I do have like three options. And obviously in like anything in life, there's always like one that calls more your attention or is like more attractive. And for me, I'm gonna be declaring them like in order. So the first one is psychologist. And I have been reading and hearing about this career a lot, and I think it's a really cute career, because psychologists help a lot of people in many, many like ways. There are too many type of psychology, and I have been reading about them, about all of them, and all of those are super amazing and super interesting and delightful. But also another of my options is education. I haven't been reading about it, but I have been working as an English teacher approximately for a year and a half, and I really enjoy it because I like how I can share what I know about the language or about anything, and also learn from my students or from other teachers too at the same time, you know. And I like the place that I work, and the fact that I know a lot of great English teachers have helped me like a lot in this. And my last option is law, and because I think, well, these are all my three options are all like related to helping people, because I like to help people or to make like not suffer them, like I don't want people to suffer. And I think lawyers help a lot of people, but not all of them. If I study law, I would like to be focused on the cases that are like forgiven, or that are like that people don't give like the importance that they deserve, because they just forgive the cases and just left them apart. And I don't think that's something real good. So if I do study that, I would like to help them. But as I said like before, a psychologist is winning for the best option for me. And if I do study that, my career plan would be like get into university in January, because there are like exams to get into university in November. And if you get in, you start university in January. So I hope I get in. And once I'm finished, I think I will be working. I don't know where, maybe as an English teacher, maybe not. And I would like to get a major I have like two options there. I would like a lot of clinical psychology or educational psychology. I have been reading about them, and clinical psychology seems to be pretty interesting and like a little bit more, I don't know, like serious, I could say. But also I like educational psychology because, well, I have been like working in this, and I think it's like really interesting. And also most of the psychologists that I know like give classes and all this stuff, so I think that's kind of the one that I have been closer to. But I have been reading, as I said, about clinical psychology, and I think that would be like an amazing work too. And well, those are the majors that I'm interested in, and it would be like a delusion to me to be doing one of those, or maybe both of them. So yeah, like I said, I would like to study both, but I think that if I get in and I really do this, I just don't want to give up. Like, I don't want to like to dwindle this, because I really want it and I really like it. And I know I need to make a decision, but I'm sure I will do like the correct one. I just have to make sure that it makes me happy, and I think that's pretty much it for my part. If you went this far, I just want to say thank you. That's like so much, and well, I hope I see you in the next one.